What's going on, y'all? It is August 10th, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. I was almost going to say you're watching Uncommuted, but that would be inaccurate. So, yeah, not much to say right this second. I am just glad it's Friday, and I don't really have a whole lot going on this weekend. Last weekend was my busy weekend, or was supposed to be my busy weekend. I guess it ended up being kind of busy, because I did travel at least halfway to D.C., went to Maryland, and, came back the next day, and then I got a bed, and I had to put that whole thing together from IKEA, and that was a disaster. Well, not a disaster, but it was a lot of work. So I'm glad that that's out of the way, sitting and enjoying my new comfy bed, and, yeah, just kind of planning for the future, just kind of figuring out what I'm going to do. I finished my resume last night, my resume upgrade last night. So, yeah, the next phase starts today and starts this weekend, where I'm going to start looking and seeing what else is available. But, yeah, that's about it right now. I'm just happy that this is, like, a short day. I forgot Fridays is short. I should have went out. I should have left earlier. But that's okay. Because I will be leaving at 2:30 today as opposed to... Oh, no, I'll be leaving at 3 as opposed to 2:30, which is if I had left, half hour earlier. It's all good. But usually our closing time or our leaving time is 4:30 or 5 o'clock. So 3 o'clock is good. Regardless, I'm good. But yeah, that's about it. Let me see, what have I done? I finished listening to my audiobook, The Full, which was a sci-fi book about a portal that the scientists created that allowed you to travel, a great distance with one step, basically. So that was really interesting. It kind of went somewhere else that I did not expect it to go. But it all kind of tied together, and it made me want to kind of research some of the theories that were put forward in the book. So, I have some more digging to do to see exactly what, because I always love stories that have some basis in reality. I mean, I guess with science fiction, there's always some kind of a theory or mathematics or something that fuels the story. And I also love that I especially love it in paranormal stories or horror stories or fantasies, when you have, an urban legend that nobody heard about or that few people have heard about that you just kind of do a whole riff on, or something like that. And then, that becomes the big thing. You start digging in, you hear about all these stories about, whatever, but I don't know. I just think I always love that because I always love the extra research that comes after the story, especially if it's good. Yeah, that was my experience this past week, and I think I'm starting it's a fantasy, I'm guessing it's an urban fantasy, it's not a high fantasy or anything, which elves and dragons and all that, it's not like that, but yeah, I just started it yesterday, and that'll be my audiobook for my ride to and from work, and then I'm gonna have to... Then I have a book at home that I'm reading, so I'm doing a lot of reading on top of everything else. I think this is just what I'm doing in lieu of any more work as far as writing right now, because I'm not writing right this moment. I'm waiting for some opinions to come in for my fantasy novella, and once they come in, I'll be able to edit. Once those edits are done, I'll be able to move on to the next thing. And then I'm also waiting for, I have somebody looking over my script as well to kind of help me out with that, to make that, to bolster that to like a professional level. So I have some things that I'm just kind of waiting on right now, so I have some freer time. And I think that that time that I had is what spurred on this extra social media / marketing push from me. I think, you know, I just feel a little bit restless on some level. So, I mean, and that's good, because now I'll be able to focus on certain things that I haven't been able to focus on for a while. So it's all good. I will, I said I didn't have a whole lot to talk about, but apparently, you know, I did. But anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and I thank you for listening. Oh no, I'm not going to talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you on the way back home from work. Maybe we'll have something a little bit more pointed to talk about. But until then, I will see you later. Thanks. What's up, everyone? I'm on my way back home from work now, and I actually have scheduled something with my realtor to go see another house. So, like I said, I'm looking for single-family homes now with the potential to convert them into like a duplex or something and still kind of get some money out of it. So, you know, because I'm all about moving up in the world. I don't want to just be, you know, stuck to one place for the rest of my life. So I have to figure out how to make this work with the situation that I'm getting, you know? So this may be the best way right now. So yeah, you know, just gonna go check this out. My bigger property, you know, I'm back on the roller coaster again with this house thing. And this is like, I just hope that, you know, whatever I choose will go smoothly. And it won't be any surprises, no crazy sellers, you know, like enough already. Like, I'm just having the worst luck with this. So anyway, wish me luck. I should be getting, I don't know, I'll try to work some more on my writing this weekend, but we'll see what happens. I think I'm going to be doing more social media stuff, trying to get myself back on track with the marketing and everything. So I'm gonna have to plan some stuff out, and I'll probably do a couple blog posts actually, which I haven't done for a couple of months now, which is not good, but you know, if I continue to do that and be consistent, then I'll be okay. And it'll probably be more of just a collection of the stuff that I had done throughout the week, kind of a rundown of my week and the work that I'm doing. Kind of like this podcast, but more in text form, I suppose. I mean, that's really all I can think of doing right now that won't take up so much time from doing my own fiction writing and stuff, you know? So, everything that I do social media and marketing-wise needs to be a quick, you know, click or a quick post of something that I'd already created just automatically, just by living, because all the stuff that I need to actually work to create, aside from that, aside from my YouTube show, I need my energy for that stuff. So I'm trying to make it real quick and easy, and so, you know, hopefully it'll be interesting enough for people to read or pay attention to. Anyway, that's it. I am looking forward to the weekend. I hope you guys are too. I hope you have a good weekend, and I thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.